The story of Michael Maloney's death has gripped the Granite State during the past week. Tackling one last job, only days from retirement, killed while dragging a fellow officer to safety amid gunfire that wounded four others. The story of his life that has emerged in the days since the shooting paints a picture of a patrolman's chief, a cop's cop, and a family man. News helicopters circled Memorial Field at Winnicunnet High School, Maloney's alma mater, and thousands of police officers came to pay their respects. The arrival of Maloney's hearse was preceded by a procession of police officers on gleaming motorcycles.
I heard that they had a group from Mississippi, Chicago, Boston, Mass. I understand that San Diego is supposed to be out here.
Sherry Page is the wife of Brian Page, who served with Maloney at the Northampton Police Department. She says she's overwhelmed by the show of support, and that support is freely given. Captain Bill Shoup of the Exeter Police Department uses a sports metaphor to help the layperson understand the bond between police officers.
You know, even if you grew up in sports, being a member of a team, you get the idea of what it's like to, you know, to be on a team trying to accomplish the same goal.
The gathered officers sat on folding chairs in the football field. The bleachers were full, and the crowd spilled out onto the berms surrounding the field. The nation's highest law enforcement official, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, was the first to speak.
We bid farewell to a proud native son, a dedicated public servant, a loving husband, father, and grandfather, and also a hero in every sense of the word.
The New Hampshire Attorney General Michael Delaney, Senator Kelly Ayotte, and Governor John Lynch were also on hand to pay their respects to Chief Maloney. But the most touching words came from those who knew him. His younger brother, Tim Maloney, began jokingly with stories of riding in his brother's cruiser for a shift, which he likened to playing a game of ticket or no ticket. But his words turned somber, and he closed with the lines of a poem called I Am a Warrior.
Cry not at my passing, for it was my honor to serve with all of you. Shed not tears of sorrow, but tears of joy, for now I rest in peace.
The funeral finished after a flyover by a police helicopter in an airplane. And the crowd began to file out, providing, for the time being, some closure for those close to Chief Michael Maloney. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.